Hey everyone, welcome back to the Between the Lines Stadium Report. You're used to the Between the Lines post-game report. Well, voice of the Vikings Paul Allen and I are in US Bank Stadium right now in the Hyundai Club checking out what's going on in terms of the construction of US Bank Stadium. A really exciting moment. Paul hosted his weekday radio show on FM 100.3, The Fan, from the Hyundai Club to get his reaction on the new stadium. The sights, the sounds of the new stadium, it's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, I didn't mean to. I wasn't trying to be rude with my back to Young Nathan's Vikings Entertainment Network camera. I was just staring at the announcer's booth from which I'm going to have the privilege to call Minnesota Vikings football in US Bank Stadium. And the fact that it's at the 30-yard line at the top of the third level right next to the Vikings coaches, which means Norv, and the fact that we get to see Adrian Peterson from 130 go 70 to the end zone and get loose and we win games, I'm just overtaken by it's taken my breath away how excited I am to watch Vikings football in this building.
And it's really been a long time coming for a lot of people within the organization and for the fans, because really since you started calling games, a new stadium has been somewhat on the horizon. And here we are.
Yeah, here it is. And, you know, the fact that it's 95% done, and the last time I was here, it was about 15% of the way done. And, you know, a lot of the infrastructure had been laid out, and a lot of the frame had been laid out. But, I mean, it's almost done. And to see how vivid the video boards are and the ribbon around the stadium and how technologically sound it is. And just to think back when I started calling Vikings football in 2002 and from a game calling standpoint, I enjoyed the Metrodome. It was loud. Our vantage point was fantastic. Then we go to the College Stadium. But while we were, it really truly is the difference from being at the College Stadium, you're renting and you always want to own. We're homeowners. We get to put the pictures on the wall that we want to go in certain spots. It's not somebody else's furniture. It's just fantastic. It's been an arduous and long run, but it's super fun.
They're so far along in the construction process, folks, that they're installing the turf on the field right now. That's what's going on behind us, which is super cool. And it better be high-quality turf, because Adrian and Stephon Diggs are going to be burning it up all season.
Going to be chewing that thing up, man. And the preseason with the game, I think it's August 28th. It's definitely late August, third preseason game, first football game at US Bank Stadium. It's the third preseason game, which is the coolest of all four preseason games, because the best players generally play early into the second half. That game and the final preseason game, the fourth preseason game where the Stars most likely will not see the field, it's going to be loud in here for those games, because people are so excited to be in here, and I just can't wait to experience it.
The next time we're here and do a Between the Lines report, it will be a post-game report after a Vikings preseason game. You can catch tickets to that game and to all regular season games right now by calling 1-800-33-VIKES, going to Vikings.com. If you're watching this on the Vikings mobile app, good job. The mobile app will be a really cool thing to have for the new stadium experience as well. So on behalf of Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, I'm Mike Wobshaw, signing off for now from US Bank Stadium.